Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Alyssa Russell and Willow Moore of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, and Emma Edson. She is the coordinator for the Sitka Seafood Festival, and the Sitka Seafood Festival is back this year, so we're in the studio to talk about that this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. And so, Willow, why don't you start us off? Can you tell me what is the Sitka Seafood Festival? It's been a year, so can you remind all of our listeners?
Absolutely. The Sitka Seafood Festival, the mission, it's to promote Alaska's wild seafood from sea to table through charitable, scientific, and educational events.
And what's coming up? You said that starting on August 10th, that's the first event. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. But first, I'd love to say that this year we have taken over from the amazing founders of the Sitka Seafood Festival who held this program for years. And mm-hmm. so we're very grateful. So it's Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust mm-hmm. and Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association who have partnered together to have this program. And so central to the mission of both Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust and Sitka Seafood Festival and Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association is the belief that Alaska needs a vibrant and sustainable fishing industry that supports economically empowered and self-sufficient Alaskan communities. So it's just a wonderful mission fit, and we're very grateful to the founders that we can have this program today and bring it back this year.
Yeah, and so you're kicking things off on August 10th, Wild Salmon Day, right? Mm-hmm. With a storytelling event. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. So, yeah, August 10th at Beak Restaurant, 7 p.m., we're partnering with Art Change, Ellen Frankenstein at Art Change, and she has been hosting these events, I believe, for the past year or two. They're sort of moth-style live storytelling events. Mm-hmm. And so, basically, the theme of the event is Wet Feet, Stories of the Sea. And we have a range of speakers. Some are fishermen, some are not, some are kayakers, ocean mm-hmm. enthusiasts, and they're just going to be sharing stories about boating, the ocean. I believe one person is telling a story about their first time taking out a boat, for example.
Right.
So it should be a lot of fun. We're going to have music, and we hope to see everyone there.
And then on the 11th, Trivia Night at the Mean Queen. Is that all fish-related trivia?
It is. It is. It will be all seafood, fish, ocean. It might get a little creative with the questions, but those can definitely be the themes to expect.
Uh-huh. And then on August 12th, so 10th, 11th, and 12th, that's next weekend. August 12th is kind of the big day, so lots of stuff happening on August 12th. Can you give me a little bit of a rundown of what we can expect on August 12th?
Absolutely. So August 12th will be our main festival day, like you said, and there should be events from about 9 a.m. to 5 or 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. It will be at the Crescent Harbor Shelter. We decided to bring the event a little closer to the docks this year than it has been in the past. And we'll have a vendor market with booths, educational activities, things for sale, and we'll have lots of food and drinks as well. And then throughout the day, we'll have a variety of activities. So starting off with some kids games in the morning mm-hmm. and then actually a wild fisherman's triathlon later in the day. And that will feature the tote race that everyone has known and loved at the festival in the past. So yeah, food, games, activities all day long. We'll have some dock walks, some marine biology dock walks that day too. And we'll have a full schedule up at SitkaSeafoodFestival.com of that day in particular mm-hmm. and then the whole week too.
And then some film screenings coming up also either that day or later that weekend?
Yeah, so we have the Sitka Conservation Society is actually hosting their own film screening of mm-hmm. a film that they've been working on called The Salmon Forest. So mm-hmm. we're really excited for that. And then we're actually working with the Film Society as well to host a documentary film screening later in the week.
And you also told me, so that's everything coming up this weekend, but you told me that you you have things planned throughout the fall. And can you tell me a little bit more about why that is, why everything isn't just concentrated in the month of August?
Sure. So we actually have events planned through November this year. And we are hosting a Fisherman's Expo, which is an event that we've actually planned every year. with the Fishermen's Association. Mm-hmm. And that's an educational event for fishermen. This year's event is actually going to have a special focus on young fishermen, and the proceeds from the festival are going to benefit our Young Fishermen's Initiative. Mm-hmm. And so this Fishermen's Expo in November will have some workshops that are specifically tailored for young people entering the fishing fleet. So business skill workshops and different equipment and mm-hmm. technology workshops. And then at the end of that, we're actually going to have the Seafood Festival Banquet. So we're calling that the Fisherman's Feast this year. And that will be just a big season's end celebration. And the reason why we pushed some of those events into the fall is because we really wanted the Seafood Festival to be more accessible to folks that are fishing mm-hmm. In the summer.
Right. And can you tell me, you know, before we sign off and give everybody a reminder of what's happening, why did you get involved with the Sitka Seafood Festival? Why is it important to you?
Well, there's several reasons. Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust and ALFA got involved. One is the Seafood Festival is an incredible opportunity to celebrate the cultural and socioeconomic and ecological importance of our community and our surrounding areas, that mm-hmm. those areas and those individuals and groups that support this fishing industry that's the backbone of our economy and, you know, the economy, the backbone of the economy of many coastal communities. Yeah. And Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust and ALFA serve a lot of those communities as well as our own. So it's just a chance to celebrate. It's a chance to be grateful for our resources, and it's a chance to, I don't think any of us wanted to see the Seafood Festival go away mm-hmm. after the amazing work and such fun. So we're pretty, I know that's one reason I'm involved and our organizations are involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure people are really excited about everything coming up with the Sitka Seafood Festival. It's back this year. Events kicking off on August 10th, Wild Salmon Day. There's a storytelling event at Beak. Then on the 11th, trivia at the Mean Queen. And then August 12th, the big day at the Crescent Harbor Shelter. And thank you so much. I've been speaking to Alyssa Russell, Willow Moore, and Emma Edson. Again, can you tell us where can we find information about the Sitka Seafood Festival?
Absolutely. So you can, if you have questions, you can reach us at 747-3400. There are still opportunities, and we have an open invitation for all volunteers, any corporate sponsors. The sponsorship deadline, the vendor deadline, and the educational booth deadline is August 9th. But you can reach us and find much more information, including that full calendar of events for the August and the fall at SitkaSeafoodFestival.com.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.